The Entertainment Earth Podcast and Arguable Opinions of Entertainment Earth. My name is Employees, Affiliates, Humor, and you know, Beagle Don Sue. Hello, toys fans and sci-fi fans and everyone else. My name is Adam Paulus. You're listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, January 16th, 2009. We got a lot of great news for you this week. I would say the phrase, be my turbo lover, but unfortunately that might sound as a come on or a Judas Priest reference, which I guess it is in both cases, but in fact it has something to do with Star Wars, which I will tell you about in a moment. But first, let's start talking about movies. At the box office last week, the number one movie was Gran Torino with $29.5 million. It was followed by Bride Wars, The Unborn, Marley and Me, and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. New this week, you can see Hotel for Dogs, Paul Blart Mall Cop, My Bloody Valentine 3D, Notorious, Chandy Chowk to China, and movies Last Chance Harvey and Defiance are getting wider releases. Also getting a wider release is Che, but it's only increasing to 16 screens, which isn't much of an increase. TV. For the week ending January 11th, the top shows were as follows. FedEx, BCS, whatever, NFC Playoff Saturday, AFC Division Postgame Snooze, Mentalist, NCIS, Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, Golden Globes, 60 Minutes, Grey's Anatomy, and Desperate Housewives Without a Trace have a tie in 10th place. So that's thrilling. Clone Wars. New episode tonight, Jedi Crash. Aayla Secura's first CG appearance on the series. Also, Lucasfilm confirmed a DVD of the first four episodes of the show, coming out on March 24th for $19.99. The kindly folks at StarWars.com also confirmed more DVD releases. A second volume of four episodes is coming this summer, and a first season box set is coming to DVD and Blu-ray, in their words, later in 2009. As such, you might want to wait for the real season box set, which is going to have real supplements and bonus material, and with any luck, a better per-episode price, because at $5 an episode, this is going to add up real fast. Also for DVD news, Andy Richter Controls the Universe is coming to DVD with 19 episodes in March, which is pretty surprising. And now, toys. Toys are always surprisingly busy. This week, we start off with Doctor Who. Underground Toys is producing Time Squad figures. These are like Galactic Heroes or Superhero Squad, but they are Doctor Who. There are 3 5-packs and 6 2-packs. If you want all of the characters for the best price, get the 3 5-packs. It's slightly cheaper and includes more characters, plus it won't include any duplicates so far. So if you're given the option between the two, 5-packs. Transformers Universe. Dinobot and Smokescreen are indeed out, and great. Listen to Toy of the Week for more. Animated, Gullfire Grimlock and Hydrodrive Bumblebee images have been revealed. Grimlock is a black and gold repaint, while Bumblebee is an all-new mold with a nifty transforming accessory that allows him to go underwater and stuff, so that's kind of neat. Accoutrements, the Northwestern toy maker, have put out some really clever sets. They're not really collector-focused, but they're pretty cool. The first set is a cryptozoological animals set with Nessie, Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, and a few others. There's a box of office monkey figures, which you can probably guess what those are. A Wall Street financial wizard. It's a cigar-smoking chimp. And also a box set of an angry mob figure collection. It's all pretty amazing stuff if you enjoy new levels of the mundane, and I do. Star Wars. The big, big news this morning, and I'm not sure how final or confirmed it is considering the source, is that a Toy Fair publication, not Toy Fair magazine, but a magazine that's going to be handed out at Toy Fair, has been leaked to the internet and indicates Hasbro is going to make a 6-inch remote control R2-D2 and a action figure scale, I assume, turbo tank. Now, we don't know how early this article was written. We don't know if things have changed. We don't even know if this is true or someone made a mistake, but this is the first indication we've heard of another large Star Wars vehicle, and it's not entirely unrealistic, but it is not confirmed. However, I'm saying this morning, you might want to get your hopes up instead of don't get your hopes up, which is what I would have told you yesterday. So more on that as we have any confirmation, but I don't believe we'll have any confirmation until at least February. It's possible Hasbro will want to hold back till Comic-Con yet again, just to get the maximum media push or for whatever other purpose. So you heard it here. There might be a turbo tank, at least that's what the print magazine that was scanned to the internet told me. But under the real Star Wars news, Hasbro announced via Entertainment Earth and elsewhere, you can see the 6 new action figures. These include Empire Strikes Back figures of the Ugnats, the new Hoth Rebel Trooper, Luke getting his hand replaced, Leia from the medical frigate, Emperor Palpatine based on the 1980 holographic image, and Captain Nita. You can see images of all of these at entertainmentearth.com, and other new items are going to be revealed in a few hours, probably, so keep checking that site for more. Masters of the Universe, you can now order Skeletor at maddiecollector.com. It's $20 plus $8 shipping. Playmobil, the Ninja is back! The German toy maker reissued the Ninja with the Mandarin Prince at a U.S. market exclusive 2-pack, which is under $4, typically $3.50. Happy hunting! Get while the getting is good and cheap, because both figures were pretty expensive in the secondary market at $10 or more, which is kind of a lot. I also hear the Egyptian sets are slowly making the rounds, but I ain't seen none of them yet. New from Entertainment Earth. Warehouse finds. Yes, we find things in our warehouse. There are some not mint Republic Commando Star Wars Delta Squad sets, dozens of individual Star Wars action figures, Republic Elite Force exclusives, and other older and sold-out items available in very limited numbers, sometimes in not mint packaging. Order while you can. Also, don't forget the Winter Blowout Sale at sale.entertainmentearth.com ends January 19th, 2009. Take advantage while you still can. Video games. Wii fans, Castlevania 3 from the NES is your virtual console download this week for a mere $5. If you don't download it, you are a bad person. It's a really a good game. WiiWare games include Jung Speed and Planet Pachinko. Doesn't sound very interesting. On the Xbox 360, you can download Castle Crashers DLC for about $2. There are hopefully full games next week. More on that next week. Well, that wraps her up for this week. My voice is feeling kind of shot, and I don't even have this thing finished yet. So, I am your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. You can follow by RSS or Twitter. You can email me, adam.paulus@gmail.com, adam.paulus@gmail.com. And I will see you guys all next time. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to watch Clone Wars, and have fun and stuff.